We're going to start Simin Kuf Tesvav today. I do have a PS from Kuf Yudalu, which I didn't get to last week. So before beginning Kuf Tesvav, I want to tell you a fascinating Maramakim on something we discussed in the middle of the Simin. We had discussed the idea of Nemonis, of a non-Jew or non-observant Jew, in regarding a halacha, where typically there's no nemanis, but there's something called Masiach Lefitumai. And what we said is that Masiach Lefitumai is neman by Durabanan. If I did Durabanan, you can trust the guy Masiach Lefitumai, and therefore the Shach and Sadiches is Matmiya, how you can trust a guy Masiach Lefitumai regarding Dine Basa B'Chalav or Taruvis. So again, the basic rule, Masiach Levitumai means the guy doesn't know you're talking to him about halachic issues, you're talking about something else. And Masiach Levitumai by itself, the question was if there's a Nemanis. The crucial point I made then was that in Nigris Maisha, the Tshuva, where he says a company is Neman, in a letter that they write regarding their product, that there's a nemanis. And if you read the last paragraph of the tshuva, it says that they're neman because leimara umnasai, because they don't want to write on the phone, they'll say anything, but on a piece of paper they won't falsify. So that there's a nemanis. I mentioned that somebody who reads the last paragraph without reading the tshuva comes to an erroneous conclusion. Because Ramesh's case is where the guy is Masiach Lefitumai. The question was asked regarding allergies, regarding somebody who would have a reaction to certain products. And the guy writes it, so there where it's Masiach Lefitumai, and it's Lemaru Nasai, and there's a fear of health repercussions of being sued, so there Ramesh does write that companies have an emanus. And that was our discussion either 2 or 3 weeks ago. The underlying rule that for a Drabanan, a non-Jew is believed Masiach Lefitumai, would seem to mean that if your issue in Kashrus is a Drabanandika issue, that you can just trust the guy Masiach Lefitumai. Generally Kashrus is their Isa. But that by Drabanans there'd be a nemanis Masiach Lefitumai. That's what seems to come out from the Shach. Although the Shach doesn't say a lemaisa, it would seem to come out from that Shach. So I'd like to share with you a letter, the Krainer Digrus is a letter from Rebbe Yashav written about in Tavshin Chaf in 1960, which is 60 years ago.
What's the problem of the
No reliable Hesher relies on a letter from a company. There is no reliable Hesher. Because Ramesha writes clearly that even though you can write a letter, but that's not called a Hesher. A Hesher has to be an Edus. So, you know, there is one Hesher relies on it, but none of us use that Hesher's product. So here, the story itself is fascinating. I mentioned it upstairs in a different context. The Shiloh was, the stipler sent to Rebbe Yashav is the following. Now, the Krainer Digrus says usually the stipler's letters, and that's it. Here it has the stipler's letter followed by a three-page tshuva from Rebbe Yashav on a very touchy topic. After the Holocaust, a Polish woman surrendered a baby that she said was given to her during the Holocaust, and she said it was a Jewish baby, probably not the only one, numerous such incidents, and the baby was taken to Eretz Yisrael to an orphanage. And this baby was a daughter, was a girl, obviously didn't know who her parents were, and was raised in an orphanage in Eretz Yisrael. 1960, 15 years later, she got engaged to be married. When she got engaged to be married, the Shiloh came up as to whether there's a nemanis that she's a Jewish child. Who's saying that she's a Jewish child? A non-Jewish Polish woman is saying, and Gaita doesn't have nemanis by Yuchsin at all. What? So what's the big deal? So Stiple writes in the letter that psychologically she went through so much, and now to tell her what's the big deal, do a geiris too, he writes would be very harmful to her. She's raised in a geisha home, and then she's put into an orphanage. She doesn't know what her parents are. It's in a strange country, and the whole business altogether, the Stipler writes in his letter, would be a very needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's the problem.
She has Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and she's going to be traveled before she gets married anyway.
Okay, so he writes, Nehi shalfnei achasim avadei titbol nidusa. The kavak and kabbalas mitzvah if they bez the ma'akiv kama shakasim taisa sham chen kavalam biyaradeis v'reis hamazayis. That's what the Stipler writes in his letter. We don't pass in his good. V'lismay chal hagodes hanachris, to rely on the guy's words. So he says, I feel him yizbar shoy v'siach lefi tumay ha b'dayreis alay sabchina ra m'siach lefi tumay. So the tzad kula is the following. Part of it is clear and part of it was asked. The halacha of a baby that's found or adopted is the following. Number one, we have an umdana that a mother does not permanently give away her child. A mother does not permanently give away her child for keeps. A teenager, maybe. But a baby, not. There's such an umdana that she may dump her child somewhere temporarily, but to say it's not my child, there's an umdana that a woman doesn't do that. And therefore, we assume that this baby is an asufi, is not does not belong to this non-Jewish woman. Now, Roy, by an asufi, we go by Roy. Certainly, Roy babies that were given away during the war years in Poland were non-Jewish babies. So called the parish were Jewish babies, I apologize. Were Jewish babies, called the parish Maruba Parish. Once the baby is given away and it comes to the non-Jew's home, that's parish, it's not kavua, it's not nikar b'makaymai. And therefore, min ha-tayra, there's no question that you could rely on Rav. Yeah, we assume any child that's given away to be taken care of is assumed not to be a mamzeres. The baby is dumped in a garbage bin, l'chayshish, and the baby that's shayf la mishcha, even if the mother put the oil on her skin, we assume it's a kosher child. Now, however, in the sugya, at the end of the second parak in Ksubis, which in the olden days we used to learn in yeshiva, when we got to daf Teslav and Tezayin, there's a sugya of Trey Ruby. Trey Ruby means the Rabbanan Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. They made a Maila by Yichus. And they said you need two rives for a baby that's found in city. What is two rives? One rive, that rive babies in the city are Jews. And the second rive is rive Shiyarais Mitsuyais. Most visitors to the city, most caravans or visitors to the city are also Jewish. You need two trei rubi. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, the question is how trei rubi applies in such a case. It's very hard to understand how to apply it. The Stipler of this question says, Ula yeshleima, raiva asufim biyad nachrim hayu'az yildeyim shal yehudim. Most children given up to non-Jewish parents were children of Jews, shehuf kedu etzlam, v'nezel basaruba, v'shigal basarayv. Ach, kivan de bebakim rayv Yisrael, ene yala chumra de rabbanon. He says that we need trei rubi. He says, lamaisa, that din that you need a second rayv, which we can't figure out what that means in this case. You find the baby in the street, we understand. But in a subset, when you have a baby in an orphanage or a baby that's adopted, we don't know what Trey Ruby means. But he says, still, since it's only a Durabanan, so yesh letzarei pah de bidurabanan mesiach lefitu maneman. Koshkin hacha shumdin a chazaka ma'oid shekein emes. Why would a guy a woman give up a child? So you need Trey Ruby. We don't know how to deal with Trey Ruby. So in such a case, the stipler suggests it's a Durabanan, we should rely on mesiach lefitu ma'oid, and certainly here. That is the stipler's letter. It's Xerid Rabbanon. The Gemara in Ksubis says that Minat Torah you rely on one, right? But because of a Mailan Yuchsin, we're going to have Goyim mixing with the Jewish people, so Rabbanon made Xerid that you need two rives.
What is
this? I think what he means, she's not saying it for religious reasons. If a person says, there's no peanuts in it because of allergies, that's also Mesiach Vitumai. The company is saying it for a reason, they want to be believed, but not saying it for halachic reasons, so we're calling that Mesiach Vitumai. So here also, it's Mesiach Vitumai. There could be ulterior reasons, she wants to get rid of the baby for whatever reason, but it's not for religious reasons. That's the Stipler Shaila. And what's crucial to us is the first part of Rabbi Yosef's tshuva, which is about Mesiach Lefitumai, and I'm not going to leave you hanging, I'll give you the rest of the tshuva also. But the first part of his tshuva, he says to the stipler, you're making a mistake in the rule of Mesiach Lefitumai. In the rule that we're discussing, that Mesiach Lefitumai is neman by a drabanan, so Hine. Alright, this is printed in the Kreiner Digrissa, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Nun Gimel. Now, unfortunately, the Kreiner Digrissa was reorganized in a new printing, and I can't find anything there. It's the weirdest thing, they have a cross reference from the old to the new. But instead of having the old in order and then where you to find it in the new, no, they have the new in order and then the mumbles are all mumble jumbled. So if you want to find the old, it's like almost impossible. It's three volumes worth that I don't know why they're redoing everything. The Chedusha of Shimon that we used in Yeshiva all the years is now redone and almost unusable. It was very geschmack all the years. What? Sichas Musa. But that's just the order has changed. They didn't reword it. But yeah, okay. Anyway, not to be critical, even though I'm being critical, the this tshuva can be found in Kreiner Digrissa Chelek Gimel, tshuva, when I say Nun Gimel. I'll read you the part that's negea to us, and then I'll tell you about this poor orphan girl. You have to know Shas, really, to Paskin Halach, as he says. This which Mesiach Lefitumai is believed. Halach is in the Rabbanan Samchin al Nachri Mesiach Lefitumai. Lefi Mashkasa Prichadash Eredea Simen Samachtes. Pligi Mizak Kadmoi. It's old Machlekes Rishainim. Kaimalon de Samchin on Allah. And we paskin, you rely on Mesiach Lefitumai. Ach. Zeodafke Bedavar Sheim by Srach Isatira. There's a drabana sheishle ikr minatayra, meaning a drabana that's a chashash of an isadairaisa, and a drabana that's not a chashash. For example, muktzah. Muktzah is a drabana, it's not a chashash of an isadairaisa. Let's say chalavakum. Chalavakum is a drabana, where the drabana will chashish for an isadairaisa. So you can have one type of drabana which is a srach dairaisa, and one which is not. So Rabbi Yosef writes in all the cases in the Paiskim, said Dafka Bedovish Aim by Srachis Atiran. Mesiach Vituma is Nema by something that has no connection to a possible Isadara. I believe the Prichadish is going on the Taz about a woman who cooked her meat and now doesn't remember if it was salted or not. You can remember it was salted, so the question is, if a guy does not nemen as Mesiach Lefituma. It says, even worst case scenario, it's only a drabanan, because Dam Shebishlai is a drabanan. So there's no chashash d'oraisa here. Damsha bishlay is an isid rabanan. And that isid rabanan, a guy is nema on masiach lefi tumay.
To say what?
To say that it was salted. What?
Salted.
That they salted the meat before they did it. Or he says, elin yamuksa, zakri shevi beyim biyam tefrishin. A guy brought eggs. Masiach lefi tumay shenoldo meyasmal. An egg born on yantif is an island. Masiach lefi tumay was born yesterday. Mashenke b'bakim drabanan osru shamiyifka b'sadar taira, a drabanan which is alza deraisa afshem in a taira in sarach lachush b'zei shloim edeinei neman v'chaynirim v'bakam adafkof yudalit. He goes in kedarka b'kodesh with a tremendous bekiyas to show to b'zraif and Ebenezer and Mizayin that a guy by shvuya that a guy is not neman m'siach fitumai b'chashas deraisa. So he does away with the stipulous kula, the stipulous to be matir, this child, based on Masiach HaFituma, because it's a drabanan. He says, no, this drabanan is chash that she's not Jewish, chash of not being a Jewish woman, and that's chash deraisa, and Memela, Masiach HaFituma is not believed. What's the get to us, is that when we said the other day that Masiach Levitumai, you can't trust the company with the letters, because Masiach Levitumai is not Neman by Deraisa, which is definitely true. So we left open that by Adrabana, Masiach Levitumai is believed. So the Stipler is saying, Rabbi Yashiv is saying, that's not entirely so. It depends. Masiach Levitumai is believed only by a Adrabana, only if it's not Alza Sraf Deraisa. Most kashrus drabanans are otu deraisa. The possible exception of a chicken and milk, which is can never be a deraisa. But there, the Shachan Taz and Pesayin argued if they gave chicken and milk the din of safi deraisa lachumra, because they gave it a din of total basam b'chalav or not. So there are some drabanans, but most drabanans are otu deraisas. And therefore, it's very difficult to rely alone on Masiach Levitumai. Afiyah Sakam certainly is not out to deraisa. Bishalak, we had two reasons. If you hold of the reason of Treifis, which is one of the two reasons of Rishayim, then it's a Srach deraisa. Afiyah Sakam, which is only out Chasnas, so that'll be an example of something that's only, it's a total Durabana. So getting back to the girl, okay. Yes, he's concerned with the girl. So he says it's a drabanan because he abrayv min ha-tayra, but it's a srach deraisa. So therefore, he does not rely on masiach lefitumai. Right? However, Rabbi Yashiv does have another big chiddush to be meikum. He says he talks about the fact that. That it's hard to understand what the Trey Ruby is in this case. So he paskins to be Mekel, to be Samech on Rashi Shita, Ksuvus Tezvav HaMibes. Rashi Shita is Maila Osu B'Yuchsin, that you need two rives, is only for Kuhuna, is only to marry a Kehenes. He says, Das Rashi Ksuvus Tezvav HaMibes, Maila Siyuchsin Uli in Kuhuna, that it's only the Gabi Akayin. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, paskin as they get to Yisrael. Yehuda says, Yehuda Simon Zayin, Pasuk La'alacha, Tad Min and Trey Ruby Liyosin, Ain Liyosin the Kuhuna, Avaluch Yosin, the Yisrael Sagi, but one Rai, Bechad Ruba, Hachrein Mchalkan Alav, Makamakim, Masik Bishav Shmaitza, Yerba Yashav, the Bucky and everything. Masik Bishav Shmaitza, Aspay, Bishav Sadcha, Kedai Urashi, Ubalamor, Shemach Shirin Bechad Ruba to be Saimachan. So he's Saimachan in this case on this girl, which is certainly Shasat Chak, and it's not only that, it's not we're missing a second Raib. It's hard to figure out what the second Raib is. So he says Shasat Tuba Raib Lisma Bechad Ruba and Kamay Shikasa Vesugi Seyra Shah. Many years ago, we learned the sugya of Seder Hayra. says that you can be samecha and das yachid b'makom tzairach, and that's his hachra.
The guy marrying her,
Once you know, it's the old story. Once you're marrying somebody, there's nobody else to marry. It's the only one.
So in all states, there is one right, using one right would be mevar.
Minatayra. Minatayra, one raiv is mevar any asufi.
Right.
So if you have somebody.
Non-Yosin issues.
So it's a little tricky because we say that we don't split. We don't say, well, the Gabi Mitzia, we're going to return to Mitzia because Rav says he's a Jew. The Gabi Yosin, she's a guy. We don't really divide things that way. It's funny, Gemara says by Mechzel, and that's what we do. But we don't make a roiv and make someone a vade yid gabi one thing, and now Gemara says by Mechzel, Mechzel, we do split it, but typically we don't split it.
Something right, so one roiv is good enough to be matted.
Yeah, normally one roiv, yeah, with Simon Chariv, except for the Rabbanu Geyser. Roiv is a beer. The Torah tells us roiv is a beer. If you have three steaks, a steak is a chetichah l'schabe. Let's have three frankfurters. One, they look identical. One is treif and two are kosher, and they're not distinguishable. You're allowed the chetichah to eat one. Would you eat one? Huh? Would you eat one? You have two kosher frankfurters and one treif frankfurter, and the psak is 100% mutter. You go past the roiv. What? Yeah, if the shuvah said you don't need it, it could be happy curses, right? I don't know. Wouldn't be in the mood for a frankfurter. You know, like it would be true. Very hard. It's very hard. But mishirase kaidemes lechachmasa. It doesn't say such good things. But yeah.
Would it have been a nicer to be Megaya when she was a baby?
Would it be an eitzah to Megaya when she's a baby? Maybe it would be an eitzah to Megaya when she's a baby. You would turn into, there's a shah, when she's a gedolah, she could be Mimanis. I don't know. You know, Ramesh has a truth about never telling her. He says, not a good idea. He says, Machlaik is too tisus in. If you never ever tell her till she dies, is she Jewish or not? So Ramesh Pasu said, if you never tell her, she's Jewish. It's Machlaik's Taisen Hedron, Taisen
Sovis.
Who wants to be a Jew when Machlaik is Taisen Sovis, Machlaik is Taisen Hedron? Like, but
feel better by going through a little bit of Geirah.
I'm sorry you weren't there. You would have told them she'll feel better. It seems that the people. You know, Baruch Hashem, we live very far from the orphanages of 1960, where people live without parents, without uncles and aunts, without any relatives at all. And it's very, very difficult. Finally, someone gets engaged, and now you say, "Do a geiris." It's a very.
If you don't have a family, how do you know she's not
married? Right.
It's a good question, but Lamaisa and Asufi, marries.
Don't marry.
The boy knows that no one in his family gave up. Okay, I'd like to start Simi Kuf Tezvav. Yeah, his psak is she came here. Yeah, we pass in the Psul Geiris is only both parents. I think the way I remember, we pass in Psul Geiris goes to the next generation only both are Geirim. But the Kosher, Halachah Nachar Kosher, we saw Halachah Kosher, that Geiris. The psul gaitach shash yuchsin. Okay, I hear. It's hard to call it psul gaitach. Psul gaitach drab. No, it's a psul of yil. No, according to Rashi, it's a. She's definitely Jewish. Vesemcha Rashi. She's definitely Jewish. My loss will be yuchsin to marry a kayan. So it's a psul kuhuna, right? According to Rashi, it's a psul kuhuna.
So it's only one generation.
Look, but Geiris is possible to kuhuna. It's only one generation. By a cholol, you know, I don't know what the din is, so I'm not sure in this case. I don't know where to look it up. But, okay, it goes from men's side, not from women's side, right? Chol goes from both. I'm not sure. Could be. I don't remember. What? What? By Bechor it says each one is good. By you're talking by Chalol? Yes, so that's either one's a kula. But either one's a kula, yeah. The question is by in such a case.
Can be a big problem in the show coming up now because the Russians according to Joseph. No question.
Okay. Alright, let us begin a totally new topic. And that is the topic of milk, cheese, and butter, which is Sibikut Tesvav. I can trouble you. Sibikut Tesvav has three sifim. Sif Aleph is Dine Cholav Akum, just one sif, it's a long sif. Sif Beis is Dine Gevinas Akum. And Siv Gimel is Dinei Chema Sakum. Two or three totally distinct Sifim, and totally distinct Dinim. There is a totally mistaken impression people have that Gvina Sakum and Chalav Akum are somehow the same Parsha, and as we're going to learn, they're totally different Parshias. So I'd like to do is begin by talking to you about milk, cheese, and butter, what the mitzias is. I would like to do it this week, next week, a third week, maybe, forget you, maybe I'll remember it if I give it over often enough. And why there's a difference in halacha between them. And then we'll learn Sif Aleph, where everybody who learns Sif Aleph wants to know where Ramesh's heta comes from. It's Chol Stam, so we're going to get to that. But as a hakdama, I want to talk to you about milk. In general, milk comes from a cow and other animals, and what comes out is whole milk. Whole milk naturally separates. If you let it get cold, then the cream rises to the top, what they call smetana in the old Yiddish expressions, smetana, which is heavy cream or sweet cream. That's sour cream, sweet cream. It rises to the top, and that's a very natural separation. When you skim off the smetana, you're left with skim milk. The bottom milk turns blue. It becomes blue milk, and it goes into blue capped containers.
Green
capped containers, and the blue gets 1%. I'm sorry. So that is, now what would you like in your coffee? So it used to be that people put only the smetana in the coffee. They only put the cream into the coffee, which is supposed to be delicious. And today, they put everything but the cream into the coffee, which is, okay, whatever you like, it's fine. It's fine with me. So that is, those are the two products that naturally come. You can have whole milk by mixing it and mixing the cream into the milk. You could have whole milk, or you could have skim milk and separate the cream from the top. Now, skim milk does not become regular. That's the milk you have, is skim milk. So the blue has either 1% or 2%, has either 2% or 5% milk fat that remains in. Yeah, that remains in a certain percentage of fat. The 1% milk is not 1/100th of the red milk. It's 1/5. The red milk is, I think, 5%. Am I right? 4%. So it's a quarter of the fat. It's that's just the way it is. That's the way it's marketed and given. Now, what's important to know is there are certain products that come from the smetana and certain products that come from the milk. In the eyes of halacha, there's an extreme difference between the two. The din of milk is Chalav Akum. Anything in the smetana is outside the rule of Chalav Akum. There is no smetana on tray for milk, naturally. There's no smetana. Anything that comes from the top part, specifically butter, butter comes from the smetana part. Anything that comes from the smetana, there's no din of Chalav Akum at all. And when I was a bacher in Tar V'Das, they used to serve, everything was called Yisrael except the butter. The butter was government butter. They had USDA stamped a butter will not chal Yisrael, because butter is sif gimel. Butter does not need, it's from the top part. Meikar adin, it doesn't need chal Yisrael. It says b'makayim yishenog l'achmir amachmir. But there was no takana on butter. Now, before I go further, things have changed. I've learned Hilchas Chalav Akum numerous times, but since the last time I learned it till today, everything changed. Butter is no longer made from butter. Okay, now you sent out a letter that today they don't make butter out of butter. They make butter out of milk, they put in some whatever chemicals, and they turn milk into butter. So today's butter is a milk product. There's regular dinim of Chalav Akum. If you remember in Tarvadas, or by your grandparents, or by your parents, they were my makbid. Who's makbid on butter? Butter is mutter. That's true. If you have butter. But the butter they have today, now I can't tell you if it's all butter, or just a tub butter, or what. Though you sent out a letter, we had it hanging on the bulletin board for a while, try to find it, that today butter is made from milk, and it no longer has the kula of butter, because it's a milk product. And we'll come back to that. It's not tarus, it's all milk. It's all milk. The old butter in time of Chazal. So we're going to get to it in Sif Gimel. No, we'll make all bent on butter. Now,
could you make this from type of milk?
I'll have to find out. I assume so. That was the letter they sent out. That is an issue. I assume so, but I don't know. So let's get back to Dina de Shulchan Aruch. The main nakuda is you have milk, it naturally separates. You have to do anything, you start to get cold. The smetana rises. The smetana part is made into butter or whipped cream, the old-fashioned whipped cream. And the bottom part contains curds and whey. Contains, like in a little...
Only muffin.
It was a little Miss Muffin, yeah. So she's eating her curds and whey. Curds and whey are the two products of milk. When you... Well, the whey itself has whey protein and lactose. Has two parts itself. First, there are curds and whey. Now I'm going to get to the proteins and the sugars. But curds and whey is when you take milk and it changes. How does it change? There are many ways it could change. You could leave it in the refrigerator a whole summer and come back after the summer, and you get curds and whey. You take an old spoiled milk, and you'll see it smells awful. But it's got hard, like cottage cheese type material, and it's got milky part of the milk. And it's awful because it could change the curds and whey with many different enzymes, many different microbes that could change it. Depending on what changes it, it could be awful or it could be good. It could be one type of cheese or another type of cheese. But basically what happens is, by the introduction of certain microbial agents, milk separates into two components, curds, which is cheese, and whey, which Chazal called mei chalav, the watery milk, mei chalav, which has a din of chalav, and that's whey, curds and whey. What do? They put in whatever it is, they let it stand for a while, it separates, they take a cheesecloth. Why a cheesecloth? Because it's a mixture of curds and whey. So you take a cheesecloth, the whey goes through the holes, it drips out, and you tie up that's why the old cheeses were all round cheeses. You just take it, you make any shape you want. You tie it into the cheesecloth, you let it hang, so that all of the liquid drips out, and it ages however much you want it to age, and that's how you get cheese. The bottom part is whey. Now cheese is more chomer than milk, because the traditional way of changing milk into cheese was by introducing rennet. Rennet is a product found in the stomach of an animal, and it could naturally be treif, even though it doesn't have a dinner basar. One of the shachs in the first simon in Peis Ayin, I think the last shach in Peis Ayin. Why it's not basar, but it's not basar, but it's not kosher. So my point this morning is that the difference between butter and cheese is that they don't come from the same product. When you take milk and you separate the smetana, or the heavy milk which floats on top, from the milk which stays on the bottom, the butter traditionally comes from the smetana, which is kosher because it doesn't come from non-kosher cows. Therefore, butter does not, strictly speaking, doesn't need to be chalav Yisrael. And cheese comes from the bottom part, which has a double whammy. First of all, it's got the chalav problem because it can come from any milk. And secondly, since it's usual to put in treifa rennet inside, so therefore the chazal v'chayshish that it's treif, the rabbi's heter of chalav stam is no heter of gvina stam. Gvina, you can make gvina out of chalav stam, but the gvina itself has to be made gvinas Yisrael, or else it's treif l'kuli alma. There's no. There's no big discussion on that.
Non-kosher milk can become curds away?
Non-kosher milk can be divided and curds away. That's
what I was thinking.
No, that's the butter. The butter pot, cream and butter only come from kosher. And
only cow's milk becomes cheese.
So I don't think that's so. And we'll see. We'll see if it's so. In now, Chazal also talk about meimei chalav. That's because whey itself can be separated between lactose and the whey protein. It can be separated from the sugars and the whey protein that's there. That's called meimei chalav, which min haTorah is pariv. And Rabbanan v'chayshish is, I believe, if I recall correctly, meimei chalav is exeged Rabbanan. And that's called meimei chalav, which is a separate issue. If you want to separate whey, take a yogurt, a plain yogurt, unflavored yogurt, and let it stand, and take a spoon, and take a spoonful off the top. Anybody who has a yogurt knows you stir the yogurt when you open it, because some liquid comes on the top. If you take a spoonful of that liquid, it's going to taste very sour. The soury taste of yogurt is all in the whey. That's whey, what you pick off the top. If you are able to turn it over and drip out the whey, you can get all the whey out of it, but you'll be able to get some of the yogurt cream. The yogurt cream by itself tastes like cream cheese. It doesn't have the sour yogurt taste. It's all in the whey pot, and that's a mixture of the two. The din of cream cheese is a little complicated. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, I believe it's Rav Schwab, if I recall correctly, about cream cheese. He says in cream cheese, the tzedadim lahakel. But I don't want a paskin on cream cheese. Lamaisa, does it have a din cheese, and it has to be shel Yehudi, or does it have a din of butter, and it doesn't have to be? So he says, I don't want to be mechriya. And when you come together, we'll talk about it. He tells Rav Schwab, and he doesn't print the tshuva, and we'll see. Mr. Hashem will discuss what the issues, the cream cheese issues are, and what the other issues might be. Okay. Yes, so that's mechalav.
Is rennet okay. Part of the actual animal, or just an enzyme in the stomach?
It's an enzyme in the stomach. Gentlemen, look out the door outside. Okay, you might find what you need. I don't know for sure, but sometimes it's out the outside door. Okay, in the storage area. This is the introduction, the metzias of milk and cream, and we still have to talk about other products like cottage cheese, but we'll get to that. Let's start a sif aleph, dine chalav akum. The dine of chalav akum, at least for the most part, very straightforward, aside from the tumul over what we call chalav stam, which is not a new issue, which we're going to see is really in a certain degree an old issue. We'll stick with the Mechaber for now, and let's see what the Mechaber says, and what Mokim there is to clear. Cholav shechol v'yayv kechavim, v'en Yisrael ro'yehu, osur. Cholav that's milked by a non-Jew, and is not observed by a Jew, it's osur. Shema iruv by cholav tameh, maybe non-kosher milk mixed in. Even if there's no non-kosher milk mixed in, it's still not kosher. Chazal made a gzeira on milk that's milked without a Jew observing. Even if you have a chemical test you could put in and figure it out, it doesn't matter. Cholav shechal bayav kechavim ben yisrael reya also shema ira by cholav tamei. If ira by cholav tamei, it's a deraisa. If he didn't mix in cholav tamei, that is gzeirah derabanan.
Would that stop this message from coming up then? If you mix the regular milk,
it wouldn't stop the smetna from coming up, but the tray for milk would not have smetna. So smetna was still cut from the kosher part.
We can't get a riot. No,
you can't prove it. Yeah. Haya chaylei bebeisai. If a guy is milking in his house here is lav davka, he's in his building. V'Yisrael yayshei mibachutz. There's a Jew sitting by the door. V'yidua shein lo davar tamei be'edrei. The Jew has to know. Because he watched. It was an empty barn. He watched the cows walk in. And he recognized each one is a cow. He's not a city guy. He's a country guy. He can know the difference between a cow and a camel. So when they walked in, he made sure only cows walked in. He didn't watch the milking. He sat by the door. There's only one door. So it's like a yichud room. He sits by the door. Mutter. Even if he can't see him when he's milking. So here we have a kula. Instead of getting 20 mashgichim to watch the 20 cows being milked, no, you got one mashgiach. Have him sit by the door, lock all the other doors. Have him sit by the door and make sure that only kosher cows go in, and then everything inside is kosher. Yeah, because at the time of milking, it's already known. It's not, you don't find out later. Later is too late, but the Bishas Maisa, you find out right.
Camera's good enough.
Perhaps.
Right.
Let me first explain this. Let me be Masber. There is the big Machloikis Achrainim in Dine Cholav Akum is the following Chakira. There's a clear if Cholav Akum is a gezeira with a light plug. It's a gezeira on which Chazal said loy plug. It's cholav akum is totally aser, even if you can swear that there's no treifa. It doesn't matter. A yid has to see the milking. You're on a remote island. It doesn't matter. The yid has to see it, or it's not a loy plug. The Chazal said you have to be chayshish. If you have umdinis, it's also good enough. So this was a big machlaikis hundreds of years ago. At the time of the Pri Chadash, we have recorded that the Pri Chadash, who was a Rav in Amsterdam, said, was Matir. He said, it sounds like it was Minig Amsterdam before him. In Amsterdam, there were no camels, and no chazerim, and no trefa animals that milked, that gave milk. And he said, in our city, you don't need a Jew to see the milking. All the milk that's here is kosher. If it's a light plug, it's a gzeira. He said, I'll prove to you, Chazal didn't say you have to watch the milking. You don't have to see the milking. So it says here in the Mechaber, it comes directly from, I think it's the Brice or a Mishnah, the Brice in the Gemara, that you don't have to see the milking at all. You can stand by the door of the building and watch everyone go in. And that's good enough. You didn't see the milking. It says, Befevish, Afilu... No Jew saw the milking. So the Pri Chadash said, there's no light plug. You have to know. If you know that there are no camels and no chazerim in the city in Amsterdam, so it's the same thing. It's also good. What? So that's the question. The Pri Chadash understands that the original gezeira was a gezeira to see. And since the gezeira was a gezeira, you have to see. He doesn't see, and it's still good. That's what he learns from here. The bar plukta of the Pri Chadash is really a kesef mishnah. He really, Pri Chadash is a kesef mishnah, but it's a kesef mishnah. Kesef mishnah says that it is a light plug. They just didn't say you have to see. You don't put your eyes to the milk. They said you have to know. You have to have personal knowledge. It's not enough that you estimate. Yeah, it's easy to sit around and say, oh, there are no trade animals in Amsterdam. You know, see, it's a shara. That's not good enough. You need the idea. You need knowledge. Now, if you see a cow and a guy and a bucket, you have to watch the milking. Right? You have the guy and the bucket and the cow, they milk. You have to sit there and put your eyes to it. No, it's good enough, yediyah. So the shita of the Kesef Mishnah is that you need yediyah. You have to know that it's all kosher milk, and that that's enough, but it's not a good enough a hashara. An estimation, even the estimation may be perfectly good umdina, that is not adequate, you need yediyah. This machlokes, which I'll learn with you inside momentarily, is a machlokes that spans a number of generations. The machmirim are the gedolei hapoiskim basroi, primarily the Chochmas Adam and Derech HaShulchan and the Igros Moshe. All machmir, they all hold not like the Pri Chodesh. They hold that you have to have yediyah. It's not good enough a hashara that there are no such such animals. Some seifer, the Pesachei Tshuva will learn shortly, brings up some seifer who's machmir, and the Malamed Lahayol, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. There are great achrayim that are machmir. The Pri Chodesh has in his side the Yad Ephraim. Ephraim Zalman Margolius. On your page, on your photostat, you can see the first four words. You see the Yad Ephraim, Kuftes Vav Shulchan Aruch, the last line of Yad Ephraim. It starts, Ayin Ber Heitiv Ubetashbats Cholav Shecholvay. Now it continues two sides later, which we don't have. You don't have in your copies. You have to trust me that I'm reading it correctly. Yad Ephraim says, like the Pri Chodesh, Cholav Shecholvay Abichachav Ben Yisrael Re'eyu Einoi Mishum Takona V'Geder. It's not a gezeira. It's not a takona. It's not a geder. Ella sveka deraisa mishum tumah b'scholav tamei. U'kfar he'iduli, and I've already been told lach shechol bo agamol v'nisha be'en lach luchis mimenu chol v'bay beheima tehera dam yishlach Hashem iruvu biyadayim harbei ayin shav. So that's where the gezeira was made, in a case where they have camel milk in the same buckets as cow milk. But it's not a geder, it's a takana, it's a chash, and that's what the Yad Ephraim holds. However, the Pesachei Tshuva, he brings the machmir. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, again, it's not unfortunately in your copies, it's again on the third side of Simen Kuf Tezvav, and he brings an incredible chsam sefer, absolutely incredible. It's hard to swallow, so to speak. Listen to what some sefer says. Ayin shul some sefer. Cholav lahevi herich lahevi rayis. Cholav nesa b'minyan ki ayin nesach. Cholav is a gzeira d'rabbanan. Shemachi gamma b'kay b'shein shum chashash cholav tamei. Koshe Yisrael Reyehu also the loy kumadvaz of prichadash. The radvaz doesn't pass like the prichadash. He's mitzadeid like the prichadash that it can be mekel. Some sefer says yeah, it says it can't be mekel. Now listen to this chumra. This is all Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. That part of it I understand. The chsam sefer holds that cholavakum is exeru the light plug. But listen to what he says. Afin luyei alocha karedvaz. Let's say the halacha is like the prichadash or the radvaz. And Chazal would not go there with a light plug. Tvakiblu aviseinu aleihem, koisei deya, the machmir, v'oisra b'nei Ashkenaz medina, and Kaisal, our medinas will be kabbled as a chumra, v'eloi hatara, v'kor b'enei l'nedda d'airaisa. Here he says, kor b'enei l'nedda d'airaisa. So Sefer here says totally opposite of Svara. He says, if you hold the Rabbanan of Geizer with a light plug, then it's just a Rabbanan. You want to tell me that Allah is like the Prichadash, so you think you're being Mekel. If you pass like the Prichadash, since our communities were Machmer, now it turns into Nisa Deraisa. Because you're Daik like a Neda Deraisa to be Machmer. So now, Korbev Ali is Neda Deraisa. You know what he's saying? If the halacha is like the Mekilim, then it becomes worse.
Who agreed with him?
You need someone to agree to the Chsam Sefer?
No, I'm just saying if there was a man who were not, he took it, he said himself.
See, they agree with the first thing, That's Gzeira D'Rabbanan. That most Achrayim agree with. Yeah. But he says Ilei Hatara. So then it doesn't have Hatara. You have to have a good reason. Maybe if he had seen Kavel, he would have thought it's enough of a Pesach to be matter. What? Right, what? So he means not the deraisa of not kosher, he means the deraisa of neder. Like you made a neder to mekabel on yourself.
If they were naive nechomer, why do you say it's bedera kabal? Why is it they were naive like the shittus of the mountain?
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like the Sefer is very angry. He's saying, "You want a positive prichadosh? I'll give it to you. You make it worse. You make it. I don't know. What? If it's a community, it's a kabbalah of the daris. If one person has a chumra, it's not mechayev his child. Okay. Look, I don't think. You know what? I'm just remembering in the Divrei Yoel. He has a tshuva about this some cipher. I'm just remembering it now. The Shah's tshuva is Divrei Yoel, not the political svarim, but his tshuvas. There are two volumes of tshuvas. And I remember he brings, if I remember correctly, I saw one years ago, he brings some cipher that should be a neder. He says, it says, L'yachel devaroi. And Hagataiva is not a neder deraisa, if I recall correctly, that's what he says. And Hagataiva is not, it's a neder, but it's not a neder deraisa. It's a L'yachel devaroi. It needs a dibor, not a dibor. So I think the Sama Rebbe writes. And Hagataiva is it has a chaimer of a neder drabbanim. I think that's what he says.
We have some sort of Bnei Ashkenaz.
Yeah. They say Sefer was Rabban Shal Kol Bnei Ashkenaz. Not in Litta, yeah, except for Litta. Okay.
No, please, you have a problem
with I don't. You know, I'm telling you, some Sefer is a chiddush. My goal is not to convince you of the Chassam Sefer. I just don't tell you what the Chassam Sefer held.
You have to spend it on top. You have to cream on top. The whole body.
Yeah, no, because there could be tray for milk inside. It wouldn't prevent the kosher milk from separating. Just the tray for milk itself would not also separate. So if you have smetana, you know it's not all tray for milk, but you could have some tray for milk still in
the would horses be a problem like a camel? Because every farm has horses.
I have no idea. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I assume that doesn't apply to Chal Shel Yisrael, even if you're a guy in my milking it, it's Chal Shel Yisrael. But hopefully, we'll see it before.
Don't you also need to monitor the transport and the
battery? Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, that's certain. You have to know what's going on. But it's what? Because a minik taiv that's a siyag is in the Torah, so we have to be fired a neder. A neder that's a siyag, the neder the var mitzvah doesn't have a Torah. The neder var mitzvah doesn't have a Torah. No. Anyway, so this is the rule. Now, where does Ramesha come in? Ramesha does not paskin like the prichadash. As a matter of fact, the first part of his tshuva. He has three tshuvas on Chol of Yisrael, the original Chelik Yeredeia. And first, he's ma'arich to show that, not like the Prichadash, the Rav Paiskim hold that there is a light plug. Why is Ramesha make? Well, Ramesha's kula in Chol of Akum is a shita Ramesha has in numerous tshuvas. It's his general shita in Halacha, which is the following Yisayit Advarim. The Ramesha holds in numerous places. Ramesha holds that the rules of proving something are outside of the rules of what Ramesha calls Yediya. Not only Ramesha, others call Yediya, that there's such a thing as Eide Ria. Eide will see something. And there's something known as Eide Yediya. Eide will know. Gemara says to give someone Misa, you need Eide Ria. If you're running after someone, Reuven's right after Shimon, he has a knife in his hand, and they turn the corner, and the two Edom turn the corner, like it was a Shimon Shatach, turned the corner. He says, then you see the knife plunged into the person. He's dying. So you know there's no one else there. You know that he stabbed him. He stabbed him in the back. He couldn't stab himself. That's Eide Yediya Balayriya. Gemara says it doesn't work by Misa. However, Rav Moshe's Ma'arich in numerous Truvas to show that Eide Yediya Balayriya do work by most of Kaatara Kula. His best example is Eide Yichud Hein Hein Eide Biya. We have a rule that when a couple are miyachid for the express purpose of Biya, Eidim don't have to see Kemachal B'Shefei Feres. They don't have to see it. Eide Yichud Hein Hein Eide Biya. If someone's Mekadesh and Isha B'Biya, he says, Hari Abba Kudesh Asli in front of two Eidim. Hari Abba Kudesh Asli B'Biya Zu. And they close the door B'Yichud. And the assumption is that there's a Biya. It's Eide Yediya B'Lay Eide Biya. And it works even there. So Ramesha discusses the Shaila of the Mardechai by Eide Kedushin, who saw a chuppah. As they're watching, the chassan has the ring in his hand, and the kalas has a finger stuck out. And suddenly, the Mardechai is writing this, I assume the photographer stepped in. Now, how else could this happen? Suddenly someone stepped in the way. They didn't see the placing of the ring. Then he stepped away, and they see the ring on the kalas finger, and off out of the chassan's hands. That's Eide Yediya B'Loi Eide Riya. And for the most part, the Rishayim hold that that's good. It's Hashem. We'll pick up on this sheet of Eide Yediya B'Loi Eide Riya next week. That's